we had filled the center with coolers. And so, you know, I had a couple people call from the center, and they said, hey, there's people dropping off coolers, but they really wanted to meet you because they've never... Some of these people have never met a gay person in their life. You know, I mean, these people, they were coming from all over. They just wanted to be part of helping. And, you know, and you can see it from the religious community, from every aspect, that people wanted to be part of the community and being part of loving one another and supporting everybody. And so when they were like, they had to close up because they were doing an organizational meeting like at 6. And I said, you guys told me that you were open till 8. So we put signs up and we said, bring it up to St. Matt's. So we were having drinks up there and people were like, have you ever been to Matt's Tavern?
No,
it's really dark. It's really smoky. It's like not really, it's definitely a late night crowd, but you know, they open for happy hour. But anyway, we, so they were like, and I sat by the door so people didn't have to, yeah, they're like, is there an Eric Rawlings here? And I said, that's me. And they're like, and then so they're like, hey, he's like, is there anything else? And now they said, oh, we've got 4 more in the thing. And I'm like, 4 more coolers? And I was like, yeah, can we bring them? And so they, you know, it kept coming and coming. The manager's like, where are you putting it? So we had to find it, like there was back by the office and storage room, we just stacked up the, and we're like, oh my God, how many more? So I waited until like 9 o'clock and then I left, but it was, it was crazy because every time that we put something out like that, we had more than enough.